This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, happy Thursday to you. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula Figgy Fig back at the studio because we are at the Houston Methodist Training Center for yet another day of Houston Texans Training Camp 2025. A lighter day out here and definitely a cooler day out here for anybody that is not in the Houston area. It's a little bit of rain came through and cooled everything down, but it also push practice into the bubble today.
Yeah, they were doing some AC practice. Meanwhile,
they're practicing AC.
They're practicing AC. That's a new play. Meanwhile,
so dumb.
I'm sitting. My chair's in a puddle of water, and I got wires all over me. So
I'm sure that'll go well.
We'll see how that goes with the electrical currents and the water. But no, man, we still had plenty to see out there, but it was nice to be indoors. That's for dang sure.
Always get involved with the program and the ways that are available to you. Of course, the text line, 713-572-4610. Let us know what you're thinking on anything we are particularly talking about. It is also, it's worth noting, I know we're going to talk a lot of Astros here. Texans here, but the days are ticking down towards the trade deadline, and mm-hmm. It is getting very interesting for your Astros. We'll talk about that more. We should have B. Scott as usual on a Friday, and then also we will be talking to the defensive coordinator of this team, Matt Burke, here shortly. But before we do any of that, it is a training camp day, and I think we've established a precedent.
Yeah, we have.
We need to get into some passing thoughts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Today is a Friday, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you say Thursday?
I sure did. Okay. I sure did. I don't know what's happening in my brain. Is that the first time anybody's mistaken a Friday for a Thursday?
Dude, yeah, that's the wrong way you want to go. You don't want to go that way. You got to go the other way.
I guess my real Friday is getting out here tomorrow for practice with all the people out there. That's the real Friday.
I actually think it's worse the other way, where you think it's a Friday, but it's a Thursday.
Oh, yeah, no, this is okay.
It's worse, but I'm saying this is
a half backwards. Yeah, because when you realize it's a Friday, it's like, oh, okay, that makes you even a little more happier.
Yeah. So first passing thought just occurred to me as I was walking over here from the practice bubble. Helpful hint for all our listeners, you do not want to be downwind from where they are emptying the porta potties.
Oh.
Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
Woo, baby.
I didn't. Because I don't think I was, I don't know, maybe my olfactory senses are going, because I did not catch that.
We were downwind, and that's just a quickie. But let's get to the Texans here. You mentioned walkthrough and a shorter practice in the bubble, which is why we're going to have Matt Burke here. Really, in about 15 minutes, he'll be joining us live right out of the bubble. But there's a big benefit to the bubble. You see everybody.
Yeah.
And this was really one of our better days, even though it was kind of a walkthrough, lighter drills, et cetera, install, as they like to say. I finally got a really good look at the defense, and there's some passing thoughts that we really haven't covered, just in terms of some of the things that they're doing out there. In fact, let's start with the defense, because we haven't done a lot of that in terms of getting eyeballs on them.
Okay.
You notice Derek Stingley, we always talk about, you know, body transformations and all that. He's bigger. He is a bigger dude.
Huh.
Yeah, he, of all the ones that we've seen kind of kidding around with Nick Caserio and stuff, he is in real good shape, but just bigger up top, and I'm curious to see. Maybe we'll ask Matt Burke about that, some of the reasons they might want to do that.
Yeah, because, I mean – of all the positions to, like, get bigger at, I don't know if I think of cornerback as one of those ones where I want that to happen. You still want to have, obviously, that mobility, the speed, but also being that guy on the edge, being able to come up and lay the lumber, as they say, when it's necessary. He does that to some degree. Obviously, you would like to help him out with that.
That's probably
the
reason. Yeah. I know they wanted to work on some tackling, et cetera, with him. So maybe that's it. Another passing thought here, and we'll start with the defense again. Stay with the defense. So I really tried to focus in today. I don't know what you were focusing on. You were on the other side of the field up from me. But I really tried to focus on the interior defensive line, which we talked a lot about in the offseason.
We did.
Haven't had a good look at the interior defensive line. It looks like, and again, this isn't starters or whatever, but in terms of guys that they seem to be relying on in early rotations and stuff, it seems like Tim Settle and Sheldon Rankins are kind of holding down the fort in the middle there.
It makes sense. Like Tim Settle, of the guys that I guess I would consider more of a three technique kind of guy, he is the dude who shined all last season.
Yeah.
We know this. We saw this during the season, and it's been reiterated for me as I've rewatched the 2024 season. Settle was great.
Yeah.
Not just knifing up field and doing it pretty regularly and applying pressure, but then also like being a stout guy as much as you possibly can. I mean, I appreciated Foley. I'm glad he's back on this team, but I think there were some injury issues or what have you. I think the Sheldon Rankins with the ability that he has, the leadership role, that seems obvious that he had the first crack at that. I am interested in seeing, once these pads go on, how effective he is in that role that you're expecting him to hold on to, because he's one of the guys. I know you brought him back in free agency. I know that Will was saying that's his guy. There's still a little bit for me to see on how effective he'll be at that space at this time in his career.
Yeah, and so that seems to be where they're starting. I'm looking at our pet cat list right now.
Oh, we getting a pet cat update?
No, we're not, because none of us drafted him. For those who don't know, we drafted three players each, Figgy, Reggie, and I, that, and we're going to be, we have our own little bizarre scoring system, and we're going to see who had the most points at the end of the preseason with the pet cats. Nobody drafted this guy, but he seems to be, he got a lot of reps with the that front group in the interior defensive line. He seemed to be integral in some of the discussions that they were having up front. Tommy Togiai seems, again, he had a good end of the year. We've talked about that. Keep an eye on that cat. I think, speaking of which, I think they're going to, I think he might have a shot here.
I don't disagree. He had to step up and be a starter in that position a good amount because of the injuries that happened at times to Foley Fatukasi. And so I appreciate him. He held his own. I'd like to see what an offseason did for him in a level of progress. He was definitely one of the positive surprises, I guess, for lack of a better term, last year. Yeah, no, that makes sense. And as you speak of interior defensive line guys, I know that Harris's hits, again, it's one of those things that I would encourage you to check out every day of camp, because John Harris, obviously, just consummate football guy. He's done this a lot, and he gets a level of access that even we, as the assembled media, don't get. Like, he gets to move in places that we don't. He saw a little bit of a spark from Keontae Hamilton, the seventh-round pick, yesterday in team drills. So that's also – I don't know if he's going to – that's like a name to watch per se, but very much interesting, and a guy that is a low late-round draft pick, what he's able to show in his first training camp.
All right. Well, that's a good transition, speaking of a late-round draft pick, to another observation that seems pretty obvious to me. They're always talking about competition, right? Everybody's got to compete. Everybody's competing for a job. Sometimes that's true more at some positions than others. I don't know what you saw out there, but I saw every tight end getting reps with every team. I think it's a true, and that includes, you know, that includes all of them, you know. I think it's a true open, let's see what you got at tight end.
No, I mean, I think that behooves this team. I think all those guys have something to show, something to prove, something to develop at, which, I mean, that sounds very generic, but I do think that it means a little bit more with this group. Plus, I'm excited to see what Luke Lachey, I think I've mentioned him a couple of times to you. He might be a not official, but kind of unofficial pet cat for me that I've been interested in. I like his, you know, how smooth he is, but where is he in his development? And if I could piggyback off of this, that also includes fullback.
Yes.
Because Jakob Johnson, who we had a great pleasure of seeing pretty up close and personal impromptu yesterday, after practice, everybody had left the field. On this very first field that we're right adjacent to, he's running shirtless, cut up like a pack of ground beef, running up and down, 100-yard sprints up and down. And he's also been utilized as he's running routes with the tight ends. So, I mean, he's got the conditioning that he's working on. I do, and we know kind of the system. We've had enough references to Bill O'Brien, to New England. We know that fullback might be able to get into some passing routes, used kind of like a tight end at times. I think Jakob Johnson is going to be a very interesting space to watch as well, as probably the leader in the clubhouse as a fullback and an opportunity to get into some of those tight end type things.
Well, and again, you're kind of in my head here. Good transition because you mentioned Lachey. One thing I noticed with it's kind of two passing thoughts in one. The first one is they did some 2-minute drill against the clock and spiking the ball and all that. They did some 2-minute drill today. And one thing I noticed, they will line up anyone wide as the widest receiver in the group. Lachey twice was wide left all the way with Christian Kirk inside of him, and then there was some motion, et cetera. I think one thing that we're going to see in this offense, of course, no preseason games yet, but we'll have some live 11 and 11.
I was afraid I missed one.
Tomorrow, which, by the way, they're going to go in pads tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we'll be out here. They'll be doing some 11 on 11. Keep an eye on that. I think one of the little twists that they're going to add to the offense is you don't know who's going to be where. You know, Lachey was split wide left. Dalton Schultz was split wide left. I'm presuming the same set on another part of the 2-minute drill. So it's not pick your poison. It's like figure it out.
No, but I think also that leans into a philosophy that has been much talked about, that you're seeing kind of the fruits of that, which is we are going to put guys in their best places to succeed. And I do think that there's times, especially for the likes of Nico Collins and,
matchups.
getting matchups, advantageous matchups. In fact, we were talking about this on the other side last year, where you see instances where, like, Devontae Adams on Halloween, because, of course, that night in that game is burned into my mind against the Jets. You're seeing him getting moved into the slot position where he gets a good matchup, where he can take advantage of whoever's playing in the slot, right? Why not us? Why not the Texans getting a guy like Nico Collins, who can do all the things, into a position where he can go and do those types of things? Or if you're able to catch them out, get a tight end on a cornerback, that is a, hey, put my hand up, I got a mismatch, let me go to work type situation. If you can create those, absolutely you want to do that, because that is your job as an offense coordinator, is to create advantages for your team.
Another couple for you guys here. What we saw so far at practice is just wrapping up right now. We're going to be joined by defensive coordinator Matt Burke very shortly. But another couple here real quick. You know, it can be difficult when you're going no pads, 7-on-7, to kind of get a good grasp of who's doing what. But one thing that you can see is the actual skills on the ball. And, you know, I remember we talked about it last year, about this point in training camp. Kalen Bullock just seems to have a knack and the ball skills that are next level. He had two picks today in 7-on-7 that were just outstanding. Kalen Bullock, if he can just continue to build on what he's doing, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, I mean, it almost feels like it goes without saying. We understood him to be a ball hawk type of player. We saw it in real tangible practice when it came to the game last year. It's funny, you mentioned it in 7-on-7. I just saw it in the, you know, the ball warm-up drills when we get out there.
He can just go get it.
He's out here, you know, they'll have these guys kind of getting their high knees or you as they move, and they'll throw a football at them just to kind of have them actively working, but then, you know, still having their eyes up, hands up, and everything. And he's going the extra mile of, yeah, I could catch it with two hands, but here I'm going to do this trick catch or whatever. Sometimes that's just, you know, these guys are being loose, warming out. But also, I'd look at that, I'm like, he has the capability of getting his hands on the football in many different ways, in many different circumstances. And as much as that sounds like just clowning around, I do think that also helps in situations where you might have to go up and try and bat up, or a normal other person would bat a ball down. Maybe he now has an opportunity to take the ball away, and that's clearly been an emphasis.
He can snag it, I'm telling you. Last one for you guys here. You mentioned the wide receiver competition yesterday.
Yeah.
And I know I've kind of been sleeping on him. I don't know about you guys.
Mechie?
No.
Yeah, Mechie.
Justin Watson, just one of those guys. He's been around. He's done it. Reliable. He was getting some run today with the top two groups, and including the first group. Are we sleeping on him?
That's a good question, because I don't know. Like, I feel like I've given him, or at least in my brain, I've given him space where we know he's a known commodity.
Yeah. And maybe that's it.
I think that in training camp, known commodities maybe fall by the wayside of interest, because unknowns are more interesting. They're more intriguing. We're trying to find out about them, as opposed to the known commodities where we can bank on what you bring. And all the things that he brings are things that this team absolutely loves. He's a professional. He does exactly what you expect him to do. He'll get out here in special teams. He has sure hands. All those things. He blocks. All those things are known.
Yeah.
But all those things are still valuable. So I think I still consider those when I start looking at very, very preliminary looks at what the wide receiver room looks like. But I don't know how much I'm going to be constantly looking at
him. I'm not
going
to say he's going to be a superstar, but he's definitely in the mix.
100%. I completely agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so those are some of your passing thoughts from a relatively light day on a Friday. See how quick I learned?
Look at that.
Friday practice here at training camp 2025 for your Houston Texans. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, already having fun just off of the strength of it being nice and cool out here. And what makes it even cooler in a different way is that we're about to talk to here shortly the defense coordinator of your Houston Texans, Matt Burke. So you want to keep it locked right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center for Houston Texans Training Camp 2025.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a little scared right now.
Why?
Because Austin Deculus and Ed Ingram saw my A&M shirt, and they were not nice
That's
to me.
That's true. That is true. they did look like they wanted to beat you up, but they were like, it's fine. It was a nice light day of practice, so we don't need to do all that.
LSU blood runs deep, man.
All right, we have the great pleasure of being joined right now by the defensive coordinator of your Houston Texans. His name is Matt Burke. I've been told he is a delight to talk to, so Matt, no pressure.
Oh man, first you throw I gotta talk to Deck and Ingram for you guys. Now this is a lot.
He's not your boss.
All right, cool.
He doesn't
cool.
run nothing here. You do what you do here. No, I'm excited to have an opportunity to talk to you. This is my first time out at training camp, so I've been excited about getting a view of everything just generally. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, obviously fans are out here tomorrow, so for me, for the fans, from a coach perspective, like, what are you looking at? Because it's easy for us to just kind of look at it as a spectators. What are some of the things that you're looking at and picking out in any given practice out here at training camp?
Yeah, I would say, and it's actually maybe somewhat unique to how we operate here. You know, every day we give the players like one specific thing. We call it the JOT, the just one thing. And so every day we're kind of, hey, for this period or for this whole practice, like, you focus on this thing. Can you get better at this, or can you master this one technique? You know, instead of like, you know, we're installing a lot right now as we're going through the process and kind of filling the plate up from a call sheet perspective and stuff. So we try to like give each guy like a narrower focus kind of day to day. So it helps us too as coaches. So now I'm like watching you. Yeah. I can really focus. Hey, I told you this is the one thing you're trying to get better at. Like, are you really working that technique? So, we try to give them like a little bit more narrow focus, because it can, you know, you guys know it's camp, like, there's a lot going on, fans are coming tomorrow, things pick up, it's getting crazy. Like, how can we really like really narrow the focus for those guys to give them something specific to get better at?
So 2 years ago you had some rookies excel for you right out of the chute. Then you did it again last year with some rookies excelling right out of the chute. And I'm serious, I remember after the season, I'm like, what's his approach? So what's, you know, what does he do, or what does he try to emphasize? Because it's not a common thing for rookies to boom, you know, come right out, and you got some more this year. So what is your defensive philosophy, approach, whatever, to get the rookies integrated?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we got rookies every year.
Yeah, well,
they keep coming. We can't stop them.
I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
Yeah,
right?
No.
But, you know, I mean, defensively, they had good years, both years.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, like, it's a credit to our coaching staff. I mean, we spend a lot of time with those guys, and D'Amico builds in a lot of extra work in terms of extra meeting time, extra on the field stuff with those guys. So, you know, they're part of the team. Like, I feel like the old school, like, rookies and hazing and all that stuff, that's a little bit kind of part of the past. Like, these guys are pros, and they're part of our team now. And so our job as coaches is to get everybody ready to play, you know. Yep. And we always tell everybody, you know, it doesn't matter rookie, vet, high pick, free agent. Like, man, if you can help us win and you're committed to the process and, mm-hmm. and getting better and taking coaching, like, then you're going to play. Like, we're not – you know,
just be a little diligent what you're throwing
for sure.
At them.
Yeah, but I think it's really not
or
like
do you, or do you, or am I wrong?
No, they're released in a Gen Pop, man. Like they're with the crew. It's just then they get bonus stuff. So like, hey, we have an extra meeting at night that those guys kind of circle back. So sort of as the day wraps up, mm-hmm. let's get back with those guys and make sure they're kind of full process on everything. So they just get more extra, but we kind of throw them to the wolves and put them out here and let them compete. And mm-hmm. and as they show us that they can take more on and that they're capable, then we just kind of keep feeding more and more. So, mm-hmm. We just try to get them right, man. Yeah.
We're talking to Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator of your Texans. And I love this kind of talking about the young guys as they come in. For you as a head coach, what are some of the – especially, or sorry, head coach, as a defensive coordinator, I mean, soon.
I'll take it, yeah.
Who knows?
Brian's guy.
Just speaking things into your existence, right? But what are some of the questions that, especially at this juncture of training camp, that you love hearing, that you're hearing at this time, especially from younger guys?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, all of it, like, you know, you just can usually tell, like, probably every profession, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's guys that are asking questions just because they want to ask a question. When there's, like, the real insightful, like, hey, or I saw this play. Like, I think it's actually cool, you know, because we always preach, say the quote-unquote first team's out there getting reps. Like, are you paying attention and watching to get your work in or, like, get a mental rep? And so I actually really appreciate when those young kids come up with questions that happen not when they're on the field, but when someone else is on the field. Like, that tells me they're watching and they're paying attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, hey, I know that they're watching, you know, so J-Rock, Jalen Smith's watching Sting and mm-hmm. something happens and he asked me a question about that. Like, I know he's paying attention to all the other stuff, not just like I was on the field and this happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that to me shows like a broader understanding of how to grow. So I appreciate that. And then honestly, like, just to break off from that, like, I appreciate that we still have these vets that want to get better, that mm-hmm. are asking questions. So when Danielle Hunter comes and has me something he wants to talk about or right. whoever those guys, like, you know what I mean? That when we have those vets that are also still trying to get better, I think the rookies see that process too,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we have a great group of veterans on this team and on this defense. So I appreciate those guys still working their craft to get better every day too.
Yeah. Is it betraying trust for me to ask maybe what your favorite question has been thus far?
It's coming up. Okay.
Hey, how would you describe your collaboration right now with D'Amico? It was, you know, it's been, speaking of 2 years ago, it's kind of been a...
D'Amico apparently, yeah. Okay. I don't know. It's out.
That's one guy's opinion.
That was bad timing right there.
I had no idea he was walking by. But anyway, like 2 years ago, it's not even a question anymore.
Yeah. You know, I think, like, it was funny, when I got here, and we had never worked together before, but had a lot of overlapping circles and a lot of guys that we had both worked with that, you know, worked together, kind of were almost pushing us together that, mm-hmm. like, hey, like, schematically, philosophically, like, just as personally, like, you guys would really, like, connect. And
And you said that in the past, but now it just seems like...
Yeah, I mean, now we've gone through those fires, and we've worked together for the 2+ years, and it's just even, like, kind of merged even more and more, and I think, like I said, we renovated the offices a year ago, you know, like, we're right across the hall from each other, and so I think it's just, like, I've learned how to communicate with him a lot better, you know, mm-hmm. just from working together, and again, now we have a shared history. I think that's always, like, I've worked with a lot of guys on this staff, with Corey Unlin and Dino Vasso, and... you just start having a shared history and things you can go back to. Hey, remember when that happened in the Buffalo game last year? Right, like, that's kind of similar. You know, you sort of have a shared language that you build that just even helps ease that communication even more. It's been great.
I imagine that communication gets really big in trying to take this defense to an entirely new level. I mean, fantastic defense last year. But if there was two things that, from the outside looking in, I thought were like, okay, these are places that maybe are standing in that way. Tackling, I imagine, is a big deal for you. And then, like, those big, big explosives that were – I mean, if you had those, I imagine this is one of, if not the best defenses in the league, but, you know, flat out. How do you go about, like, tangibly changing those? Because it's easy to be like, hey, we want to be better at that. What are the processes? What are the steps to make those things
yeah,
better?
Yeah, I mean, so that's probably twofold. I mean, or probably separate answers maybe. Okay. I mean, like, a lot of time, I mean, our defense, schematically, like, everything's based on not giving up explosives. Sure. Like, that's a starting point, probably for most defenses. But, like, just that's very part of it. And we talk about it. And when we identify the realms that, you know, that we think would lead to – like, we have a statistical sort of setup, things that we, like, identify as – like leading to wins, and not giving up explosives is really at the top of that list. So I would say schematically, usually the explosives are more schematic stuff or things like we made a mistake on. Like, mm-hmm. it's funny, we actually had this conversation, Meek and I, a few days ago. Like, man, we start looking back at all those things, and it's really like I didn't feel that we were getting beat physically or, man, someone's just out matching mm-hmm. us. But, like, man, we made a mistake in a scheme or an adjustment that cut somebody loose or got behind us over the top. So I think that's just like – we talk about playing with precision and practicing with precision. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the, like, hey, we can't, like, we want to be a great defense, a championship defense, the number one defense, whatever you want to label it. If we have those aspirations, like, the precision has to be every single play, play in and play out. We can't give up. I screwed up, or I stepped wrong, or my eyes were in the wrong spot, so that guy got out, and now we led to an explosive play. So I think harping on the precision within the scheme has been really where the explosive thing has come in terms of how we're talking.
Yeah,
and tackling's like physical. Like, it's hard to train that, obviously, in the off season when you don't have pads on. So really focused a lot, honestly, in the spring of the things that lead up to the tackle. Like closing and our tracking angles and how we're getting there. Obviously, you can't finish the play and finish a tackle in spring. Hopefully, when we start putting pads on next week, like that starts getting a little bit closer. But you can still train sort of like everything up to that moment. So if you take a bad tracking angle, that also leads to a missed tackle. You know what I mean? Not just the actual physical part of it. So we did spend a lot of time trying to like work on that stuff.
And I like that you pointed to John with that. Like, he's going to be a tackling dummy of sorts.
Yeah, sure. We can work that.
We can get him out there if you need him, by the way.
I'm good for one play.
That's fine.
And then a stretcher.
We'll save it.
And then a cart. All right, so I know we only have a few more minutes, so I can't let you go without getting our annual Matt Burke the Adventurer update. Anything this summer?
I had a couple trips, smaller trips. I'm a big scuba diver as well, so I went diving down in Belize for like a 4 or 5 day stretch. Ooh. Did some spear fishing and some things there. And then actually this summer, my last weekend, it was really cool. I was up with a bunch of my college buddies. It was 16 of us. We still actually keep in touch.
Wow.
All the guys kind of I played with.
From Dartmouth?
At Dartmouth.
Yeah.
And we went up to, like, off the grid in Idaho, up in the Frank Church Wilderness, like, up in the mountains. No Wi-Fi, no cell phone service, like, literally. So I really got to reconnect with a lot of those guys. It's the first time we've all been together. Like, a lot of them will come to games where I see three or four here, depending on what city we're in. But we had a huge group, and did some fly fishing and some hiking. Woo! And
my man right there
got out of it for a little bit. It was the last weekend we were off. I flew back Sunday night at like 7. We're back in the office first thing. So it was cool.
All right, so that leads to the last one for me. I don't know if Reggie has anything. Which reality show would you do best in? I've got a list.
You're going to give me choices?
The Amazing Race.
Oh, I don't watch any of this, but I'll have to.
You kind of know.
Yeah, I got it.
I picked some mainstream ones.
Okay, cool.
Amazing Race, Man versus Wild, Life Below Zero, or Naked and Afraid?
Oh. I mean, I feel like The Amazing Race is probably going to be the one. I mean, I've been to like probably almost 60 countries.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the one they travel around different countries and do different things. Yeah, so I feel like I could do on that. I mean, I'm actually pretty comfortable being naked too. So
okay.
So I'll probably toss up there, you guys.
It's actually
put a poll out like who wants to see me naked on your radio,
no,
please.
God,
but
no.
I feel like our text line will answer regardless. we'll pass that information to you.
Yeah. So I'll go with Amazing Race just to be safe.
Could you live off the grid for a month?
Yeah, I could do that. I mean, not with my children. I miss them. Maybe if they're with me. But I really enjoy just being away. Honestly, in this profession, I got to talk to guys like you all the time and can't hide.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
But no, it's nice, like, really to just, like, I mean, you can't check your phone. You're just kind of off it. I really enjoy kind of getting that reset. So,
man, it has been a great pleasure getting this chit with you, Matt. Yeah. And then also, I'll say, you delivered well beyond what I expected. I
appreciate it, fellas.
People saying that it was going to be a great talk to the defensive coordinator of the Houston Texans team, Matt Burke. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Friday. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. As always, you can get involved, 713-572-4610. Our guy, third baseman for the Astros, Isaac Paredes, got his hair highlighted live on Instagram today. Or actually yesterday, I think. What's a fashion decision that you made that you regretted? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about that in a little more next. That's right. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Much appreciation to Matt Burke, defense coordinator, for sitting down with us. Always a delight to talk to that man.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I say that like I've talked to him a lot. That was a good first time talking to him. I've listened to him a lot, and it's always fun hearing him. So appreciation to him. Let's get into our question of the day here. We've been kind of bouncing back and forth on the question of the day all week long, but we have a good opportunity to do that today, and it's inspired by a Houston Astro, that I wish was playing baseball right now, but nonetheless, a Houston Astro. Third baseman Isaac Paredes was still giving us a little bit of style in a different way yesterday. He was on live on social media, and what he was doing was getting his hair colored. He's here and getting a little bit of a bleach job, a little dye happening live in front of the people on the social media. And I feel like we're in agreement here on what kind of decision that is.
Yeah.
Just generally. Although he does work in one of those industries where he can get away with it, right? Like, this is something that is normal, just going and culling your hair.
Yeah, but if he's out and about, I think people are going to be saying, if they don't know him, like, what's going on over there? What's going on over there? Got the highlights working. Isn't that, like, early 90s?
I mean, to some degree,
yeah.
But I mean, especially with our brothers and sisters in Latinidad in baseball,
yep,
they like getting that color in there, mm-hmm. switching it up, making it look
Martin
a little different.
Martin Maldonado was supporting that stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
For a while.
He put me to shame. That bright ass green.
It was green, man. It was nasty.
100%. And so that got us thinking, what's a fashion decision that you made that you regretted? 713-572-4610.
All right, so in the 80s, you may not even remember this. You've seen, there was this big fad. They called them, and they were wildly colored, real baggy at the top thigh, and then they tapered down to your ankle. They were calling them weightlifting pants. And I went into a phase where I must have had 6 or 7 of those suckers in my closet, and you're going everywhere in weightlifting pants. Probably not the best decision I ever made. Now that I look back at it, see some old pictures, I'm curious how many people remember those, because they had a shelf life of about 3 years, and that's it. They're gone.
Oh, yeah. I remember these joints. I remember seeing some of those.
Yeah.
But you invested heavily is really the issue. You didn't have any regret wearing them. You just had a lot of them, huh?
Yeah, I didn't have any regret wearing them until I realized this is kind of dumb.
What made it dumb, though? Like, hey, man.
They were stupid looking.
But they were trendy at the time.
They were like those pants. I'm trying to think of a good example of like an MTV video or something that that used them, but they were pretty wild.
What's MTV?
No,
I'm just kidding.
True.
I just wanted to make you feel low for a second. A good number of answers have come in already on the text line and on the YouTube page. From the 281, being a grown man and getting my ears pierced was an answer that was put up here. And yeah. I'm a little scary just generally, like on the ears piercing thing. I feel like that's the level of pain that I don't want. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah. I've never wanted to do that, but I get it. I'm just laughing at my text that came in. This is always a bad decision. Or maybe like 2% of the time it's not a bad decision. Dude said he got his girlfriend talked him into having bangs.
Yeah,
bangs are bad, man.
Yeah, and I do appreciate that. In case you feel like that person did not realize that he was just caught up in the girlfriend telling him, he said he wore a hat for the next 2 weeks that he said just straight.
Yeah.
He did not let anybody see the results of that particular decision.
Text board has it. The MC Hammer pants.
The Hammer pants.
That's what I wore.
Okay,
I wore those for about 3 years.
Yeah, because I was like, are we talking Zubaz? Because
no,
I did hear about, I know about Zubaz, but all right, Hammer Pants. Ain't no shame in that.
It was a little bit.
hey, MC Hammer was killing right there. Oh, wow. Yeah. This is a good answer from the 832. At 60 years old, tried skinny jeans.
Well, what's the body type? Because I
don't know that there's a good answer, because this is the thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you 16 years old, peeling your pants off of yourself. You live, having a mortgage and peeling your clothing off of yourself, that just can't be a good feeling.
Figgy, I'm curious on you, because you wear, you can sport a lot of different looks, but there's got to be something.
Yeah, I was trying to think, because I never wore anything that I regretted wearing. The only thing I could think of is one time I was trying to be fly and wear some type of dress shoes. Mm-hmm. With some, I think it was like some jeans or something like that. And my wife told me, hey, put some comfortable shoes on. And I'm like, I don't care. I look fly. Mm-hmm. Man, my toes was barking.
That is a great point.
I'm like, my toes is barking. I'm like, I regret wearing this. I should have just wore some sneakers like everybody else.
I never did this. I bet you Reggie did this.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing.
All right.
Did you ever wear the TJ Ford shorts?
Oh, the big shorts?
Yeah, all the way down to your ankles? All the way down to your ankles?
Oh, man.
Everybody had those shorts.
I think so.
Do you regret it?
I don't know. Actually, I never wore the ones that were all the way down to my ankles. I was a little bit more into moderation. But I mean, the shorts were big back then.
Yeah. Now everything was big back then. I had a 100%. Size. I had a size 42 jeans at one point.
Wow.
Yeah, see, I had like a double XL polo shirt. And mind you, I was tiny.
That was me. That was mine that I was thinking of. And the same thing came in on the text line from the 346 who said they're 48. They went through the triple XL T-shirts. Only 190. I was right in that. In fact, I was definitely not no 190. I'm like 190 now. I'm talking about 150s, 160s with these big old clothes on, just swimming in my own clothes, thinking that I look fly. Absolutely not.
I wonder if any of our listeners were ever in a goth mode. Because that's got to be, you got to regret that. When you went goth in high school or college.
Yeah, I mean,
you've got to regret that.
It's either you regret it or you're still goth right now. Like those are the two options, I think. That you have there. Yeah. From the 504 wore my KDs to a wedding and Hey Dudes to a high school graduation. Oof. I mean, look, you're probably comfortable. I will say that. And so that's a check mark in your favor. I do wonder what the conversations were being had outside of your
one shop. Thing I got one. The one thing I do regret is when I used to wear the do-rags and used to have the flag hanging down in the back.
Do-rag with the flap out?
Yeah, nah, man, that look weird now, man.
Oh, man.
And we was going around like that was a fashion statement. Yeah. It wasn't just let me cover my hair because my waves and all that stuff were wear it at night. We was wearing that color coded with the outfit.
How about the crisscross pants? The backwards?
Oh, wearing your clothes backwards?
I never did that.
Yeah, I'm a little too young for that one. 832, they said, letting my mother put an S curl on my hair in high school. Oh, I know those kids were merciless. I know those kids were getting after you.
Yeah.
Somebody said, Hoochie Daddy shorts. Okay, fair enough. Here's the thing, though. Anything like that where you're exposing more, if you got enough muscle, you could say that you don't regret it because I feel like there was somebody that liked what they were seeing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's how you can make this work. 832 tried leather pants for a party, regretted wearing them till this day. Was it because the party went poorly, right? Like, was it that kind of situation where you was out there and the party went bad and then you came back around and you were like, oh, so I have to live with this for the rest of my life?
Shaved head with a rat tail.
Oh, yeah.
That's regrettable.
I don't know that there was ever a time.
That's regrettable.
I had a rat tail when I was a kid, like kindergarten.
Yeah.
That was kind of a style during that time, though.
Hell, mullets were a style for a while. Like, a lot of people wore mullets, like, I guess, late 80s,
early
90s.
He said for a while. Hey, man, people are coming back with the mullet now.
Well, now they're kind of like...
Salute to Nick Russo.
It's a niche. It's a niche now. Nick Russo's got the mullet working, but
that's right.
For a while, a lot of people were wearing those mullets, man.
This is one of my favorites from the 281. Before they headed out to boot camp, they thought they'd be smart and preemptively shave their head. Arrived at boot camp and was harassed for weeks. that's how that goes. Like, that is the beauty of being in the armed forces. I have been told is that if there is anything that they could possibly make fun of you for,
they will.
And that is how camaraderie is built, I believe.
Yeah.
But going back to the Esau Paredes thing, like, obviously, it seems like the reporting around this Astros team with Esau is that we know this is significant to the point of, We're getting word that this is a team that is going to look for bats, right? We've talked about it. Hey, starting pitching, bats. They're leaning heavily into getting a bat to the point where I've seen people kind of the rumors that are they in on the Eugenio Suarez, who is going to be the big ticket third baseman out there, and a little bit of a kind of I don't even know what to call this, right? It is a rumor kind of been thrown out there that there is an AL a player in the AL that the Astros are talking heavily about that has a no trade clause that would be willing to waive it for one team and one team alone, the Houston Astros. That makes you think, could it possibly be Carlos Correa? Would you be in on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely in on Carlos Correa. Probably third baseman, right? Given where the injury is, et cetera.
Depending, right? Like, when is Pena ready? Because if not, he could slide back into short.
Sure.
And you still have Dubon who can move around for you, especially if Bryce Matthews is continuing to be enough at second base, especially with the bat.
The other thing that's interesting to me about this rumport, whatever you want to call it.
Rumport. I kind of like that.
Whatever you want to call it. I think it – I'm very curious. Is this a shift in their approach? Because post-injury to Isak Paredes.
Yeah.
Because I would have guessed maybe pitching, but although pitchers – they got three pitchers, by the way, that are starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I forget the exact order, but it's Eric Geddy, Garcia, and J.P. France in Corpus Christi.
Yes.
So listening to us down in the Coastal Bend.
Are they actually playing in Corpus, or are they playing in El Paso?
I think they're in El Paso. But anyway, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're going back-to-back. That's kind of cool. So I don't know. Maybe they were counting on some pitching coming back because it seems like they are getting closer. We'll see if there's any setbacks. Sorry.
You did jinx it. Where's the wood that I can knock on out here?
Or all along have they been sort of looking for a bat and this sort of expedited it because there is an injury? That's one thought I had. The second thought I had, I mentioned to you in the break, if they're going for a third baseman, a guy that can play third base, et cetera, it kind of tells me that Paredes is out, like out for a good chunk of time.
Yeah, which is that's another concern, especially as he's been so damn good for you. I think to your question, I think it's probably a little bit of both, which of course, thank you, Reggie, for riding the fence. But no, we have reporting dating weeks back that the Astros have been telling teams that they are looking for a left-handed bat. So I do think that has just been there. That has been something that they're looking at. But I think that them believing what they believe when it comes to the rehab and those, I think they've seen the process, sending guys to Florida and now having guys like at Corpus and doing these other things rehab-wise. I think they're seeing that there's enough guys that some of them should be returning within the coming weeks and, you know, providing that reinforcement, that support for your starting rotation. So excited to see as we're within a week, right, of the MLB trade deadline. Next week will be very, very interesting. In fact, the weekend could be very, very interesting. Yeah. We already have some moves happening,
by the way,
in baseball.
Visor upside down.
By a guy Houston on the text line. Yeah. I think that's the hotness. I'm sorry. You're not going to tell me that's messed
up. Well, this one, there's no way in hell that in the moment, in real time, you didn't know this was a bad decision. A male romper.
You know what's funny? I remember when people were talking. Figgy, you remember when people were talking about this on social media? What was that, like 3-4 years ago?
Yeah.
I wanted to get one.
Because you knew better.
I'm still open to the idea. The only thing, you want to know the thing that absolutely was the big hurdle on Reginald Attitude, the romper wearer? What I'm going to do when I go to the restroom? Fully disrobe?
Yeah.
Just cheeks out.
The practicality of it all.
I can't be cheeks out in the restroom, man.
Yeah, the only time I thought about getting one, I have to go on a vacation overseas somewhere at like a fly beach or something. It got to be like a silky ass romper or something. That's the only way. I'm not going around here wearing a romper.
Eventually, I think I might take the leap and give it a shot. We'll see. But there you go. That's our question of the day here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Sally asks, can Correa play second base? I know he could play third.
He can play first base.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And I think that's the beauty of having your super utility man, Dubon. And, like, shout out to all the various guys who have constantly been in all these various places. Yes, 832 Mariners did add first baseman Josh Naylor from the Diamondbacks just yesterday via trade. So things are already moving and shaking. We will be keeping an eye on that as the Astros. It is that hot time for a team that is really high up in the AL and trying to put themselves in a position to not just contend for a, you know, to get into the playoffs, but to contend for World Series. All right, you're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. I am looking directly at a man that we're always excited to see.
Thank you.
On a Friday. Not you.
Oh.
God. I'm looking at Beat Scott. So next, let's go around the NFL as camp continues to provide all the way around the National Football League, and we will be joined by Brandon K. Scott. We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.